Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive on something super important for small biz owners, especially if you want to start the year off strong, workforce growth. We've got a ton of great resources for this one.
Oh yeah.
Articles, surveys, even a YouTube video.
Oh.
All about smart strategies that you can use like right now to boost your team.
Love it.
We're going to be looking at a few key things.
Okay.
Career fairs, mentorship programs, upskilling your employees.
Oh, really important stuff.
Get ready for some pretty surprising stats.
For sure.
And I think some really practical tips to help you build a team that just thrives in the new year.
I think what's interesting is that we're seeing a real shift.
Yeah.
In how businesses are approaching talent.
Totally.
Especially smaller businesses.
For sure.
It's not just about filling an empty position anymore.
Right.
It's about creating a whole environment where people actually want to stay and grow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so our first stop on this deep dive is career fairs. Now, I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
Career fairs? Those are for the big guys.
Yeah.
The huge corporations.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on. January career fairs.
Yeah.
These are like a hidden gem for small businesses.
Really?
Especially if you're looking to connect with some amazing new talent.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Especially entry level.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, think about it. Universities, community colleges.
Right.
They're actively trying to help all of their recent grads land jobs.
They are.
And the data backs this up.
Oh, does it?
The National Association of Colleges and Employers.
Okay.
They found that 84% of employers use career fairs.
Wow.
And they really focus on those entry-level roles.
So it makes sense.
It does.
Universities and community organizations are hosting these fairs specifically to help new grads find their place in the workforce.
It's prime time.
It is.
To meet all of these skilled and enthusiastic people who are ready to start their careers.
Awesome.
So how can you stand out at these fairs?
Yeah, how can you?
First things first.
Okay.
Ditch those boring, generic job descriptions.
The really long ones.
Yeah, like who wants to just read through a laundry list of tasks?
Right. It's got to be engaging.
You got to showcase your company culture.
I agree.
What makes you unique?
Yeah, what is it?
What kind of growth opportunities do you offer?
Yeah.
You got to make it personal, make it exciting.
Paint a picture
of
what it's actually like to work at your company.
Exactly.
Don't underestimate the power of a good booth.
Right.
You want something that pops.
I love that.
Catches people's eyes.
It needs to stand out.
Think visuals, maybe testimonials from your current employees.
Ooh, yeah.
Really showcase your brand personality.
And you know me.
What's coming?
I have to bring up remote work.
Of course.
It is huge right now.
It is.
A Gallup survey actually showed.
Oh, wow.
That 70% of job seekers say that flexibility is super important to them.
Wow, 70%?
That's huge.
Yeah.
So if you offer remote or hybrid options, shout it from the rooftops.
Literally.
Put it on a banner.
So true.
Speaking to what today's workforce wants.
Exactly.
Needs.
Yeah.
That can give you a real edge.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going up against those bigger companies.
Definitely.
And here's the thing about career fairs.
What's that?
It's not just about filling that open position right now.
No.
It's about building relationships.
Oh, okay.
Creating a pipeline.
I see.
Of potential candidates for the future.
Smart.
You never know when that connection that you made at a career fair might turn into the perfect hire down the road.
That's a great point.
Right, so we tackled career fairs.
We did.
Let's shift gears.
Okay, what's next?
To another powerful strategy.
All right.
For small businesses, especially.
What is it?
Mentorship programs.
Oh, nice.
And get this. January is National Mentoring Month.
What a coincidence.
Right. Like the universe is telling us to prioritize this.
Exactly.
Mentorship programs can be game changers. Increased retention.
Okay.
Higher engagement.
I love that.
A more connected and supportive work environment.
That's what we like to see.
It's a win-win.
Ow.
Employees feel valued.
Yes.
Invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes them want to stay.
Right.
With the company.
Makes sense.
And the research backs this up.
Oh, it does.
A LinkedIn study found.
Okay.
That 94% of employees said they're more likely to stay with a company.
Yeah.
If that company invests in their development.
Interesting.
Mentorship is a huge part of that.
For sure.
And we're not just throwing stats around here.
Yo.
The Association for Talent Development found that companies with mentorship programs see a 20% higher retention rate.
Wow.
Among their new hires.
That's significant.
It's not a small number.
Not at all.
And let's not forget, Millennials and Gen Z,
right.
The newest generations entering the workforce.
They are.
A Deloitte survey found that 91% of them
almost all
value mentorship.
Interesting.
When it comes to career growth.
Makes sense.
If you want to attract and keep that young talent, a strong mentorship program is almost non-negotiable.
I can see that.
So how can small business owners like you create a really fantastic mentorship program?
What are the secrets?
First and foremost, structure.
Okay.
Now, don't just wing it. Don't establish clear goals, guidelines, a process for matching mentors and mentees thoughtfully.
So important.
You got to set everyone up for success.
Absolutely.
From the get-go.
Right.
And think about how you can incorporate leadership opportunities.
Oh, interesting.
Within the program. Gallup found
that
87% of millennials.
Wow. Okay.
Say that they prioritize professional development and growth.
That makes sense.
So giving them a chance to lead within the mentorship program can be super engaging for them.
I like that idea.
Give them ownership.
Yeah.
A chance to contribute.
Really contribute.
Yeah. And here's another tip.
All right. I'm listening.
Encourage cross-functional mentorship.
What does that mean?
Pairing people from different departments broadens their skill sets.
Makes sense.
Makes your workforce more adaptable overall.
Kind of like cross-training for your brain.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Exactly.
Love it.
And it can help break down silos.
Oh, interesting.
Within a company.
Okay.
You get more collaboration.
Yeah.
Better communication.
For sure.
And ultimately, more innovative solutions.
How so?
Because everyone is learning from each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Ready for our final strategy?
I am. Hit me.
Let's talk about upskilling.
Okay.
So in today's world, with tech evolving so quickly, upskilling isn't just a nice perk.
It's not.
It's essential.
Oh, wow.
For any biz that wants to stay ahead of the curve.
Right, right.
It's about future-proofing your workforce.
Okay.
Because job roles are constantly changing.
Yeah.
New tech emerging. Those skills that were in high demand just a few years ago, they might be obsolete tomorrow.
Wow.
Upskilling is about giving your team what they need to thrive in that ever-changing landscape.
Makes sense.
And what's really cool is that upskilling, it doesn't just benefit the business.
Does it?
It also makes employees happier.
Oh, that's great.
Who doesn't love learning new things?
That's true.
And feeling like they're growing professionally.
Right.
Exactly. It shows them that you're invested in their future.
I agree.
Not just their current role.
That's huge for
employees. That can go a long way.
It can.
In terms of loyalty.
Yeah.
And job satisfaction.
For sure.
Right. In fact, the World Economic Forum predicts that by 2025, 54% of all employees.
Wow, that's over half.
It's huge.
It is.
They're going to need some serious upskilling and reskilling.
Wow, okay.
And remember that LinkedIn study we mentioned?
The one about employees staying?
Yes. 94% are more likely to stay at a company that invests in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upskilling is a major way to do that.
To show them you're invested.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And the return on investment is pretty undeniable.
Really?
IBM's research shows companies that invest in workforce training see a 10% increase in productivity and a 20% boost in employee satisfaction.
Those are some great numbers.
Any business owner can get behind that.
For sure.
So I think everyone listening is probably thinking,
what are they thinking?
Okay, I'm sold on upskilling, but how do I actually do it?
Yeah, what are the first steps?
Where do you even begin?
Well, one area to prioritize is digital skills training.
Okay.
We live in a digital world.
We do.
And those skills are in super high demand.
They are.
Across almost every industry. Whether it's data analysis, coding, digital marketing, even basic tech literacy.
Right.
These are the skills that are shaping the future of work. I agree.
McKinsey research actually found that 58% of jobs.
Wow. Over half.
Now require some level of digital skills.
That's a lot.
So equipping your team with those skills is crucial.
Absolutely.
Now, I know some people might be thinking.
What are they thinking?
Training can be expensive.
Yeah, especially for a smaller company.
Especially for small businesses.
Right.
But it doesn't have to break the bank.
No.
There are so many cost-effective options.
Oh, good.
You can explore partnerships with online learning platforms like Coursera, Udemy. There are tons of local institutions that offer affordable training.
Oh, that's nice.
And here's a tip I love.
Okay, what is it?
Encourage peer-to-peer learning.
Interesting.
Within your company.
Okay.
An Adobe survey found that 85% of employees actually find that really effective.
Peer-to-peer.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great way to tap into the knowledge that already exists within your team.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, it creates a culture
it does.
Of continuous learning and collaboration.
Exactly. So we've covered three really powerful strategies for jumpstarting workforce growth this year.
We have.
Career fairs, mentorship programs, and upskilling.
Definitely key areas to focus on.
But I always love hearing like real life examples of this stuff in action.
Me too, me too.
So I wanted to share a story.
Oh, okay.
From one of our sources.
All right.
About a small business owner.
Okay.
In Southern California.
Nice.
And she decided to take the plunge.
Yeah.
Implement a mentorship program.
Bold move.
And invest in digital marketing training.
Awesome.
For her team.
I bet that had a positive impact.
You bet it did.
Really?
Not only did she see a big increase in retention.
That's great.
People were excited to come to work.
I love that.
And to stick around.
Yeah.
But she also saw a direct impact on her bottom line.
Oh, wow. How so?
The digital marketing training gave her team the skills to reach a wider audience.
Smart.
Generate more leads.
Nice.
Which led to more sales.
It's like a perfect example.
It is.
Of how investing in your workforce can really pay off.
Creates a positive cycle.
It does.
Happy employees lead to better work.
For sure.
And often a more successful business.
I completely agree.
Oh, and while we're talking about real world examples.
Okay.
I was really struck by something.
Yeah.
The expert in that YouTube video said.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
About hiring your first employee.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about building a company culture where people feel valued.
So important.
Like they're part of something bigger.
Oh, like they're contributing.
And that's where I think all three of these strategies really come together.
How so?
Career fairs, mentorship, upskilling.
Okay.
When you create a culture that values growth and development, you're sending a message.
What kind of message?
We care about you.
Right.
We want you to succeed.
I love that.
And when employees feel supported like that, they're going to be more engaged.
Absolutely.
More productive.
Mm-hmm.
More loyal.
Makes sense.
Which ultimately means a better business.
It all comes full circle.
So there you have it.
We did it.
Three powerful strategies.
We covered a lot.
To jumpstart workforce growth.
Especially for the new year.
Whether you're looking to attract new talent, boost retention, level up your team skills.
Some of the applications.
These strategies can help you build a workforce that's ready for anything.
That's the goal.
And remember, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
No, definitely not.
The key is to tailor these strategies to your business
and
the challenges in your industry.
Exactly.
Analyze what your team needs.
Yeah.
How you can support their growth.
That's the key takeaway.
There's no magic formula.
Nope.
But by focusing on your people, investing in their development, creating a culture where they feel valued and supported.
Those are the important things.
You're setting yourself
and
your business up for success.
Long-term success.
So keep learning, keep growing, and until next time, keep diving deep.
See ya, fam.